from Mill U Media Group, in association with Holy Family Church in East Downtown Houston, this is the Holy Family Podcast, an exploration of all things liturgical and theological, hosted by Jacob Breeze and me, Luke Brauner. This is Episode 3, Why It's Not Awkward. Welcome, as always, to the Holy Family Podcast. I'm Luke.
I am Jacob.
We are so glad to have you. We are the two staff members currently at Holy Family Church in East Downtown Houston.
Yep.
And we love to talk about all things liturgical.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal here is not to tell you how you should do things. We just want to talk about things that the church has done historically and how those expressions come to life in our particular context. And we just enjoy doing that quite a bit.
Yeah, we're just sharing our story.
Yeah.
We're figuring this out.
Yeah. So last week we talked a bit about why our room is set up the way it is. So we gather in one great big room, and we're going to talk about that room on several episodes. But last week we talked about the fact that we have antiphonal seating, or as we decided to call it, a liturgical catwalk. But we talked about the fact that that would probably feel really awkward or really uncomfortable being in a room where all of the chairs are facing one another. For folks who are wired like me, which is I'm a shy introvert, and I promised that this week we'd discuss one of the reasons why, in my opinion, it's not uncomfortable.
Yeah, I want to hear why you think it's not.
Well, because another one of our practices that's particular to our congregation is that we use printed orders of worship.
Oh, right.
Yep. Like it's 1989. And I have come to really, really love it. And so I'll answer the question, and then I'm going to ask you a question about those. But the question of why is it not uncomfortable is because you're not actually looking in the eyes of another person the whole time. It's not two people who are just facing their chairs at each other and staring at each other.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad BuzzFeed video.
Yeah. You are following a liturgical outline that is in a printed order of worship, a book every week that you're holding. So you're not, it's not constant eye contact.
That's true.
With someone on the other side of the room. So, Jacob.
Yes.
My question for you.
Yep.
Why do we use a printed order of worship rather than what we see at most congregations, which is screens up on the wall in front of everyone?
So for me, it's all about thinking about everything that we do from the, I'm going to say user experience as a worshiper, as a, as
let's
a,
say worshiper, that
as user a congregant, is, as a person who
real
is
uncomfortable.
I've sat through many worship services before where as a worshiper myself in the service, I found myself thinking things like, so how much longer are we going to be here? You know, where are we in the service? Are we, is there still like another hour coming? How many more songs are we singing? What's coming next? You know, what's going on here? And what I discovered is that when you are in a room with screens, you as a worshiper are beholden to someone else guiding you through that experience. And, you know, unless maybe they give you a bulletin with an order of events when you come in, you probably don't know exactly everything that's going to happen in the service. So you feel very out of control. You feel like you're being taken on a ride and you're in the hands of somebody else. Also, you are totally at the mercy of someone making sure that they move the slides on those screens correctly.
Yeah, not too early, not too late.
Oh my gosh. I mean, talk about a buzzkill. Like you're getting your mojo going and you're like doing your hand raisings to Jesus and
gosh. What? Yes, it is a it is a distraction to the worship.
Oh man, it kills it. And you can feel it in the room. It just like wipes the energy out when the person is not up to pace, or if there's a misspelling, or if there's a hideous typeface. It's really a hospitality issue. Thinking about folks who are giving our church a shot, to me, it can be a very vulnerable spot to be in if you are constantly thinking about what's coming next, what's coming next. Am I doing the thing right or am I doing the thing wrong? I don't feel like I know the secret handshakes. And if you're thinking about that, you're absolutely not fully actively consciously participating in the deal. And so what we tried to say is, okay, as an act of hospitality, what if we just put into everybody's hands everything that was going to happen in the service. I mean, it's one of the beauties of like the progress bar that came out, right? Like
yeah.
when something is downloading,
yeah.
You're like, oh, well, you know what? It's 60% of the way there. Okay, cool. That feels great. You can do that if you put a worship booklet into somebody's hand because they can look and say, oh, well, we actually only have a page left. And that last page went pretty quick. So we're wrapping up here.
Yeah.
And it gives it puts people, worshipers, back in control of their experience. And so they get to feel like they know what's going on. They feel informed. They feel like they've been given all the information they need to fully, actively, consciously participate. Also, something that our Holy Family leaders discussed very early on was that all of us are constantly looking at screens all the time. Mm-hmm. And to come to church and do the same thing is just kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We wanted to do something that you couldn't do somewhere else. Where else in your week can you go in and maybe put a different set of clothes on? If you're going to swing the incense that day, one, where else are you going to swing incense? Two, we're going to give you a robe. You're going to get to light some candles. You're going to get to splash some water around. You're going to get to read from some really beautiful books. You're going to get together and sing with other people. That's something we don't do very often anymore. There's lots of things that you have to do live in the room, and we felt like we didn't need a screen to help us do any of that. We felt like in some ways it, our bodies, again, were so habituated into checking out when we're in a screen. It was actually very fresh to attend to putting something into people's hands. And so we spent a lot of time demoing different paper sizes.
Yeah, weights and textures yeah. and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. And then we spent a lot of time with Bobby, our graphic designer, demoing different layouts. If you pick up an order of worship from Holy Family Church, wherever you hold it, your thumb will never be in the way of any of the content on any of the margins. We did that intentionally so that it would be beautiful. We wanted it to feel good in the hand, but we also wanted it to yield to the content so that you were aware of it, that it was awesome and beautiful, but that what you were really aware of was the words on the page teaching you how to actively participate with everybody else in the room.
Yeah, and we've included a link in the show notes for this episode to just a PDF of one of our bulletins so you can check it out and just kind of get a feel for what we're talking about. You'll have to imagine how good that paper feels in your hands.
Oh, it's amazing.
But it is really, really beautiful. That's all stuff that predated my being a part of Holy Family, but I was able to be there from day one of the public liturgical life of the congregation. And from that first moment, I thought, man, this paper is just spectacular.
It's nice.
So we're going to wrap up, but you had a question that you asked me kind of off the air when we wrapped up the last episode last week. So we were talking about the liturgical catwalk and how everyone is looking at one another.
Right. Okay. So we're looking at one another in the liturgical catwalk, and I said something that was not true. So I said that, you know, everything is happening inside the liturgical catwalk. I forgot, though, you, Luke Bronner, curate at Holy Family Church, your home liturgically, the space you hang out in, is actually not in the catwalk.
It's true. So part of my job is that I lead the musical portions of our worship together. Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask you, what is that like? Because my hunch is you've probably always been like in front of all the people being a musical worship leader. What's it been like to be behind people, frankly?
I honestly think that my experience with that is probably not terribly dissimilar from what most people are experiencing in the congregation. There are people who can look at me and who I can make eye contact with in the service from where I stand.
Yep.
There are people who stand next to me-ish, you know, close.
Yeah.
There are people who stand in front of me. There's all those things. But yeah, I have always only ever been in contexts where I was on a stage in front of a congregation.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that I think there's anything, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Sorry, of course.
A little Seinfeld reference. But being out of that now for, you know, I've been with you guys for just a few months now, and it's actually been really refreshing. So my background before coming into the church was as a, you know, I was a touring artist. I stood on stages and played music in front of people. And and when I started leading worship in a congregation, it's always taken really intentional effort for me to think of that as something different than a performance.
Wow, yeah.
And that's important to me. It's always been a value for me. It's I don't ever want anyone to feel like I'm trying to perform for them. I'm trying to lead them and join them in an expression.
Yep.
And being kind of tucked back in the corner at Holy Family has made that so simple.
Oh,
it's
just cool.
It simplifies everything.
Yeah.
I don't have to fight that. And I also don't have to, you know, we talked about the screens. I don't have to worry about someone else getting it right. I get to proof everything early in the week.
That's right. Yeah.
And know that it is, you know, that everyone is on the same page metaphorically. So I love it. I think it's great. I would encourage churches, if you've never had a worship service, maybe you can't do it in your sanctuary. Maybe the architecture just doesn't allow for it, but find a space and a time that you can participate in a worship service where people are looking at each other. It's really, really beautiful, really wonderful. And you probably won't get to use your screens when you do it.
That's right.
But that's okay. There's something really great about it. And so we'd invite you to try that. We'd invite you guys to subscribe, rate, and review this show in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and follow us on social media. Interact with us. We'd love to talk to you and hear what questions you would like us to discuss on the show. So follow us at Holy Family HTX on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And check us out at holyfamilyhtx.org. Thank you guys so much. Jacob, we'll see you next week.
Peace.
This episode was produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. It was co-produced by Jacob Breeze, and our theme music was composed by Josh Moore. For more information about Holy Family Church, check out holyfamilyhtx.org. And if you're in Houston, join us any Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at 2005 Commerce Street in East Downtown.